is going to be on a jury now. That's right, indictments handed down, arrests made on at least two young men. We're expecting yet a third indictment in the Duke lacrosse rape scandal. Let's go straight to Clark Goldband, our producer. What can you tell me about these two young men?
They come from some nice homes in the shadow of New York City, Nance. Let's first start with Colin's home. It's in Garden City, New York.
I'm sorry. When did you get on a first name basis with a defendant in a rape case?
Well, I'm not.
Okay, Mr. Finnerty, go ahead.
Okay, Mr. Finnerty's home is assessed at $1,900,000.
I'm asking you about the family. Why are you giving me $2 million? What does that mean to me?
That's how much their house is worth, where he comes from.
And
in Garden City, New York.
Your point is,
I thought you would be interested in their backgrounds. We have the others.
Is that what you're telling me?
Well, I'm telling you they do have some nice homes, Nancy, and we also have one from Reed Seligman. His comes in at about $1,300,000. A very nice area as well,
Essex Fells. Okay, what is this?
It's about a half hour away from Manhattan on the Jersey side. So let's take a look at the house of the parents of the alleged victim. Their home comes in at around...
Wait. Are you trying to say that the victim is going to be outgunned by money in court?
I'm not trying to say anything, Nancy. I'm letting the stats make sure the stats are doing the talking.